that's newly sprung in June. My love is like a melody so sweetly played in tune.
I will love you till the rocks melt in the sun, till the icy seas burn, till the blackest crow turns to white, for your beauty has conquered me. In Celtic and American folk music, there's a special swath of songs where the narrator is professing undying love, saying that only the impossible can happen before that love wanes or proves to be false. In this group of songs, including A Roving on a Winter's Night, One I Love, I've Been a Foreign Lander, The Blackest Crow, 10,000 Miles, Turtle Dove, and The True Lover's Farewell, these metaphors and floating verses appear and reappear, showing all these songs to be related to an ancient source, Scottish poet Robert Burns's 1794 song, My Love is Like a Red, Red Rose, which was derived from even older traditional sources. You just heard a variant sung by Eva Cassidy in the 1990s. My first introduction to one of these songs, Fare Thee Well, My Own True Love, was from Irish singer Mary Black in 1984.
Fare thee well.
I would later hear the same song sung by English singers Nick Jones and June Tabor, as well as American popular singer Mary Chapin Carpenter, who sang it in the movie soundtrack for Fly Away Home. The song variants have appeared in old-time American folk music as well, such as A Roving on a Winter's Night, performed by Doc Watson from Deep Gap, North Carolina.
I'll love you till the sea runs dry and the rocks all melt in the sun. I'll love you till the day I die, though you will never be my own.
The Max Hunter Song Collection is an archive of almost 1,600 Ozark Mountain folk songs recorded between 1956 and 1976. Here is a sample of The Blackest Crow, sung by Fleecy and Benson Fox of Leslie, Arkansas in 1972. The Blackest Crow is also known as My Dearest Dear, As Time Draws Near, and The True Lover's Farewell.
The blackest crow, my dearest dear, it soon shall turn to white, if ever I false to you, bright day shall turn to night.
And here I am with my husband Elwood Donnelly singing The Blackest Crow in 2003 after hearing it at a folk festival near Buffalo, New York.
The blackest crow that ever flew would surely turn to white if ever.
She wrote One I Love by borrowing images from a song she remembered faintly from her youth. Here is a sample sung by Sally Rogers in 1979.
It's when the fire to ice doth turn, and when the icy seas do burn, and when the
Sheila K. Adams, seventh-generation ballad singer from Madison County, North Carolina, sings The True Lover's Farewell, which she learned from her cousin, Cass Wallen.
So deep in love am I, I'll love you till the seas run dry, and the blackest crow turns white. I'll love you as time sand runs.
Finally, I've Been a Foreign Lander was sung during the wedding festivities of Gene Ritchie's parents, Bayless and Abigail Ritchie, in eastern Kentucky in 1895. Here is a variant recorded by the Atwater Donnelly Trio in 2012.
If I should build a ship, my love, without the wood of tree, that ship would burst asunder if I proved false to thee. If ever I proved false, my love, the elements will turn, the fire will freeze to ice, my love, the sea will rage and burn.